Time to focus on the candidates running for Webster City City Council in 2025 with Election Day coming up on November 4th. It's my pleasure speaking with Ashley Allers, who's one of the candidates running for City Council come November 4th. Ashley, very good day to you.
Good day, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad today. Thank you. So let's get the whole Ashley Allers story about a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I actually grew up and was raised in Pella, Iowa. So home of all the tulips and all the Dutch dancing and all that fun stuff. But I actually moved up to Webster City about 14, just over 14 years ago, or just about. My husband now was a history teacher, is a history teacher at the high school. And so I moved up here when we were dating, and obviously we're married now. We have a fourth grader, Lakin, that goes to school here in Webster City. Matt continues to teach history at the high school. And then, you know, right after I moved up here, we bought our first and the only house we've lived in here in Webster City. So while I haven't been here my whole life, I've certainly taken to this community and been here long enough that I feel like now is the right time to kind of give back to the community.
And you work at Vandy's Medical Center as the Chief Financial Officer.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's keep an eye on all the money that comes in and out of Vandy's Medical Center each day, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Busy job. Well, Ashley, let's get the reason on why you chose to run as a city council member.
Yeah, so, I mean, as I said, it's really, I feel like it's the time to give back. You know, since moving up here, I've been at the hospital in some sort of role the whole time. And I've moved through positions, but I've been in the CFO role now for 3 years, and I feel like this is something that I've wanted to do, but I wasn't quite at a position where I felt like I could give it the time and devotion needed. But now, you know, is a great opportunity as we have people leaving the council to look at it and, again, give back to the community and try and make a difference in the community and grow it for the better.
And you're filling in for one of the two candidates for stepping down at the end of this year, and that is Matt McKinney as well as Logan Welch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about what you've heard so far there, Ashley, in your quest for the city council come next month.
Yeah. So, you know, just looking and thinking about the things that I've heard over even the last year and two, you know, I know one of the big things in Webster City is obviously our downtown revitalization. That's something that's big. That's something that helps drive population and getting people and recruiting people into our community. We're at a point where we need to, you know, keep people in our community, those that go through school and grow up here. We want to get them back, but we also want to grow the community and, you know, get new people into our community. So that's been something that I know has been a large focus. I also know that I think we've all seen this summer there was a lot of road work being done, especially over on Beach Street and in some other areas of the community. But unfortunately, I think that's just the tip of the iceberg for the road and infrastructure work that really needs to be done in the community. You know, you can go down any other street in this town that hasn't been had something done, you know, in the last year, and really tell that there's a lot of work that needs done. And I think maybe it seems as if it was neglected for a while, so to speak. So that's something that's really going to be important for the community, for the city to really look at and plan for the future and make sure that we can get to a point where the city can maintain some of these things. And then, of course, how do you do it with the funding and ensure that you can fund everything? I think that's also a very important part that certainly the taxpayers are always going to be concerned about.
Ashley, why should people vote for you coming up on November 4th in Webster City?
You know, I would say that, you know, I am someone who is a very hard worker. I don't do something unless I'm going to give a lot of times my heart and soul to it. I really am dedicated to the things that I do and the things that I take on, and I have a passion for them. While you will never make everybody happy, I am someone who certainly will look at both, the monetary side of things, as well as the people and the human side and impact of things. And I really think that I can be a well-balanced fit to the council.
Well, Ashley, we wish you all the very best as we head towards Election Day coming up on November 4th. And again, Ashley Eller is my guest on KQWC. Ashley, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Pat.